Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And also, follow us on Twitter, and don't be afraid to tweet us during the show. You never know when you might get a mention. I am at Chris_Broussard. Rob is at RobParkerFS1. And we've got a nice list of guests for you today. In about 30 minutes, we'll bring in Hall of Fame defensive back FS1 contributor Rod Woodson. And then at the top of the second hour, in just about 60 minutes, we will bring in Super Bowl champion, two-time Pro Bowl running back with the New Orleans Saints, and now a Saints radio color analyst, Deuce McAllister. So it's going to be a fantastic show. You don't want to miss it. Keep it locked for the next 3 hours with myself and Rob. And let me bring in my partner, Mr. Parker, how are you today?
I'm doing just great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great, man. I'm wonderful.
Yeah, you know what? The time change did a good thing for me. I needed that extra hour. Remember, I was kind of feeling run down from going back to New York at the end of last week, and I got some rest this weekend.
So you got, I did not get to psychologically enjoy the extra hour.
No?
I didn't.
What happened?
I totally forgot about it. And nowadays with the phones,
they automatically
change. So, you know, I've gotten used to, like, when the time changes, I savor that extra hour. You know, psychologically, it's like a boost.
I
totally missed it.
I savored it. I rolled around in it. It was so good.
But you know what I'm saying.
No, I'm the same
that
way.
That 1 hour, it's like psychologically a yes.
But I needed
got
it.
Another hour.
It came at a right time for me.
You were down. You were sluggish last.
Yeah,
week.
Last Friday a little bit. I'm usually, you know, full of energy, and I feel great. Like today, I just felt I got a lot of things done. Woke up early, wrote a column for theshadowleague.com.
Yes, yes.
You know, which we'll get into that and all that. So it was a good day.
Kind of a controversial column.
For me? Nah. So as always, Chris, we couldn't do this fine radio program without the Odd Couple crew. So let's welcome them in. Of course, our producer, Rob G, Rob Guerra. Yep, Rob G, we call him. Alex, our engineer. Our anchor is Deb Carson, as always. She'll keep us updated. Don't forget Monday Night Football. Coming up. That's right.
Titans and the Cowboys, the Cowboys debut of Amari Cooper. Let's see if he can really help out Dak Prescott.
So we'll see that.
Big for
intern Sean on the other side of the glass. And of course Elijah is helping us out as well. Right?
Periscope, and Facebook Live, YouTube.
Hey, the stuff
Instagram.
The stuff he did the other day when we were singing Ari Spears.
When you and Aries, not me. I was not included in that.
But the video of you on your face while we're singing it.
I feel sick.
And so many people are like, these two 40, 50-year-old black guys know the song.
They called y'all cornball brothers.
Is that
brothers.
What it was?
Like, they used your term, cornball brothers. That's why I wasn't singing.
You didn't want to be a
like,
cornball?
Nah, I can't. I got a reputation to uphold.
You ain't got no rep.
But I honestly liked the show. I wasn't like a huge.
Right,
I mean,
but you liked the show.
It wasn't a bad show. Appointment television
right,
for me. Yeah,
right.
That's
but,
all.
But yes, so the whole crew's on the other side of the glass. Chris Broussard on this Monday. Let's kick some ass.
That's right. Let's do it. And the big story this weekend, there were several of them, but the biggest, of course, was the Green Bay Packers. And the New England Patriots, they even got the mighty Michael Jordan involved in this one. In the marketing for this game, it was Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. And as we all know by now, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots prevailed over Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady looked bad in that game. If you watch the game, honestly.
He got the W. That's really all that matters. With Tom Brady, that's really all that matters.
If you watch the game, honestly, he missed a lot of throws.
Not as many as Rodgers.
He threw one touchdown, a gimme touchdown late in the game.
You mean that 55-yarder?
That was a gimme. Nobody.
How's that a gimme?
He was wide open.
He's making Josh Gordon look like an all-pro.
And you know what? Tom Brady now has one touchdown thrown in the last two games, eight quarters. He didn't play that well, and as usual,
well, hold on.
Aaron Rodgers had a bad they were driving to start the fourth quarter and got a turnover, another fumble that cost him a chance at winning a road game. He had a fumble a week before against the Rams. They could have won that game. He fumbled, takes the ball out of the end zone, and here, the first play of the fourth quarter with them driving in Patriots territory, they fumble the ball away.
Tom Brady, who you said didn't play well, had a higher QB rating than Aaron Rodgers.
He still didn't play well. I'm talking about the
Aaron
quality
Rodgers
of the
QB
throws.
Rating, or he was 24 for 43, missed 19. That's, you know, nowadays that's not a good percentage. Tom Brady completed 22 of 35, more yards, 294 yards, one TD. Rodgers had two TDs, and Rodgers' rating was 89. Brady's was 99. I mean, if you say Tom Brady played poorly, then you'd have to say the same thing about Aaron Rodgers. And I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan.
Yeah, but there's difference when you're down by a couple of scores and you just start throwing on every down. That's when you get out of your regular offense. So, of course, you're trying to make things happen.
Well, when the game was in the balance, Tom Brady led his team on two scoring drives in the fourth quarter.
What are you talking about? It was 17-all.
Yeah, that's right. So, it was in the balance.
It was 17-all, and then Aaron Rodgers is driving his team into the Patriots territory when what was his name? Aaron Jones fumbled the football.
I'm just getting look.
Fumbled the football and changed the game.
Well, let's
that
cut to the chase
game.
Of what you're trying to say because you wrote it today. You wrote it today on ShadowLeague.com.
And if you want to take a look, go to online and take a look at the story online.
You're saying that nothing was settled from last night,
nope.
And I think we all would agree. I mean, when you're talking about all-time greats. That you're comparing in terms of their all-time greatness, of course, no regular season game settled it. Brady could have thrown for 600 yards.
And it still
Rodgers could have thrown five interceptions, and it still wouldn't have settled anything.
And let's get this straight. When we have this conversation, we're talking about the best quarterback, not the GOAT. And you know that, Chris, even in the column, what did I say?
Aaron Rodgers wouldn't dare say he's the GOAT.
Because I'm not.
It's not even a debate.
It's not a debate.
Tom Brady is the GOAT.
No. Tom Brady's not the GOAT.
There's only two people in the discussion, right?
In my book.
Tom Brady and Joe Montana.
In my book.
Okay. Your argument is what?
Is that if you're looking for a quarterback, you're starting a team, and you could take either one of these guys. You would take Aaron Rodgers 9.5 times out of 10 every time over Tom Brady. He does everything a quarterback can do. He's that good. He's mobile. He's accurate. He has a strong arm. He has a touch. He can do anything. I always go back to Shannon Sharp, who won two Super Bowls with John Elway, another great quarterback, and he says nobody throws the football better than Aaron Rodgers that he's ever seen. He's a Pro Bowl. I mean, a Hall of Famer who caught the football for a living.
Right.
I give him a lot of – for him to say that with a guy he won two Super Bowls with
right.
says a lot, okay?
Look.
That's what I'm talking about as far as the best
right.
quarterback.
So are you saying, what, he's the best in the league? He's the
yes,
best
he's
we've
the best,
ever seen?
He's the best I've ever a quarterback I've ever seen. I'd say what you call is the most accomplished quarterback I've seen, Tom Brady. He is. Chris, I've always said he's a great quarterback. He's been lucky a lot more than most people, but he's the most accomplished. And I mean winning awards, setting records.
Yeah, he's won three
Super Bowls.
MVPs. That's one more than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Obviously, the five Super Bowls. Look, I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan, and I've been right there with you for a long time. I picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl this
that was
year
a bad
over
pick.
New England. Yeah, obviously. So I'm an Aaron Rodgers fan. I would really like nothing more than for him to win at least two more
if
Super Bowls.
If he wins
Bowls
two Super Bowls.
So
and
he could be in it.
And
in
he
the
continues
debate.
To have this. If he wins two more Super Bowls, say he's 3-0, he has the best quarterback rating right now of any quarterback in the history of the NFL. He has that.
Right.
He also has the best touchdown to interception ratio,
which helps. That
okay.
goes into the rating.
Which
yeah.
go right, but he has that, and number two on that list is Tom Brady. It's four touchdowns to one interception. Tom Brady is 2.3 touchdowns right. to per interception.
But we're talking about a lot of big ifs.
No, I'm
if
just,
he wins two more no, Super
I'm just
Bowls,
saying
I mean,
that,
that's not easy
no,
to do. He's got one
what,
in 10 years.
That's
as
not
a
what I'm. I'm not calling him
so
to go.
What I'm saying
that's
is
NBC.
This.
That was the whole NBC
right.
with the goats and the
but
jerseys
even,
on.
I got to even go to like your question of if I had to pick a quarterback physically, without question, Aaron Rodgers is the man. I mean, he beats Tom Brady on just about every metric, right? Mobility. Strength of arm. They're both
accuracy.
Accurate, but he's probably even more accurate. Throwing on the
Did
run.
Did you see
like,
Brady miss Wes Welker in that Super Bowl?
Everything
Aaron
he does.
Aaron Rodgers would have never missed that.
Well, he doesn't get there. We don't know. He only played in one, so he doesn't play in a lot.
He's batting 1,000.
I have to be objective, and here's the thing, Rob. I've come to the conclusion, and I think you would agree, that being a great quarterback is not just about physical tools. And Aaron Rodgers has good intangibles. But Tom Brady has superb intangibles. What makes Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time, and to be honest, in fairness to you, what made Joe Montana such a great quarterback in many people's eyes, the greatest of all time, was not their physical gifts.
No. But
it was the intangibles.
But he also
it was making the right play at just the right time. It was ball placement. It was your leadership. It was engendering the confidence of your teammates. It was building them up with the things you said.
But he also has the numbers when you talk about Joe Montana.
Well, they both. Brady's got great numbers, too.
11 touchdowns and no picks.
Didn't you?
11 touchdowns,
well,
no picks.
Let's not get off the subject and bring in Montana.
Okay, but I'm just saying, and he won three MVPs.
I just gave you the respect of saying some people think he's the greatest ever. I'm just saying of these two, Tom Brady's intangibles are far better than Aaron Rodgers.
See, here's my problem.
When you don't see people that leave Tom Brady criticize him.
But
that's intangible.
They like Tom Brady.
Our own Greg Jennings, who we love, he's been critical. Donald Driver, critical of Aaron Rodgers, intangible.
But what did he say when he asked to pick the two quarterbacks, one of the two quarterbacks? Greg Jennings picked Aaron Rodgers. He said it himself that there's not a better quarterback that you want to start.
If you want to win, then Tom Brady is your man. Let's go to Bill Belichick. Because everybody's wondering, is it Belichick, is it Brady? Here's Bill Belichick without Tom Brady. In Cleveland, he didn't have Tom Brady. His overall record in 5 years, he had one winning
season.
You're
going to go back to that?
Hold on. No, not just that. He was 36-44, had one winning season. Okay? In New England, he had 2 years without Tom Brady. The first year with Drew Bledsoe was a good quarterback. He goes 5-11. Then he starts the next season, his second in New England. They start 0-2 with Drew Bledsoe. Tom Brady comes in when Bledsoe gets hurt, goes 11-3, and they win the Super Bowl. Bill Belichick has 7 full seasons without Tom Brady as his starting quarterback, and only 2 of them were winning seasons.
Chris, can you go to the 10 years that Tom Brady, the 10 years between Super Bowls, Tom Brady
didn't?
That's 10 years.
That's Aaron Rodgers' career.
No, it ain't.
It was 9 years ago that Rodgers even got to the Super Bowl. So if you want to use that, Tom Brady is a winner.
And the only reason he won.
All the intangibles that lead to that, he has, and that's why he's the GOAT. I like Aaron Rodgers, but I just got to be objective.
But the reason you say the intangibles is because you can't come up with the numbers to support Tom Brady being that. That's what people do.
If he didn't have numbers, he wouldn't be a 3-time MVP.
No.
When he had a great – here's the other argument.
They didn't win. Eli beat him twice.
We got up to – so that's 2 out of 8. He won 5.
He lost to Nick Foles.
How many times did Aaron Rodgers lose in the wild card, the divisional round,
whatever? Aaron Rodgers is batting 1,000 in the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Numbers. Would you rather be 5-3 in the Super Bowl or 1-0?
I'd rather be 1-0.
No, you wouldn't.
You bet
would
a thousand.
Not. You would not.
You bet a thousand.
I don't care.
I would.
You know how many? That's why when you do baseball statistics and basketball statistics and football statistics, they have a certain amount of rushes, receptions, passes, times at bat that you have to qualify. One isn't enough. There are a lot of guys that had one time at the plate and they hit the ball and batted 1,000. Speechless. I left Rob Parker speechless.
No. I was choking at something. What was that?
We are going to continue this conversation.
I was choking. I had some buckwheat and it wouldn't go down the right
way. Alex's porridge, right?
Exactly.
We're going to continue this conversation with you. You can hit us up 877-99 on Fox. I have grudgingly come to the conclusion that Tom Brady is just a better quarterback.
Chris Broussard,
than
a prisoner
Aaron
of the
I
moment.
No, this isn't the moment. 18
of the
years.
Moment.
The moment's 18 years.
Here
okay.
We go. Prisoner
okay.
Of the moment.
You can keep your little sayings and cliches. The moment is 18 years.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob Parker. We have talked before about Le'Veon Bell. I feel confident in saying that we both would like to see him get paid. But his replacement, James Conner, is tearing the NFL up.
He's a weapon.
And, I mean, he's being more productive than Le'Veon Bell ever has. He's on pace to rush for 1,412 yards. That would be higher than Le'Veon Bell's career high. He's on pace to score 20 touchdowns. Le'Veon's career high is 11. He has already, he leads the NFL in rushes of 20 yards or more with 8. Le'Veon had 3 all of last year. He's averaging 4.7 yards a carry. Le'Veon averaged 4.0 last year. He's averaging 10 yards per reception. Le'Veon was below 8. And when you hear the Pittsburgh Steelers now, they've moved on. We got a few players that gave quotes, and here's Coach Mike Tomlin and what he had to say about Le'Veon Bell.
You know, we hadn't spent a lot of time focused on it because it's not within our control. Those decisions are Le'Veon's. We need volunteers, not hostages. So we're focused on the guys that are here and working, and James is definitely in that mix.
That's just how football is. That's why I would never. It's a mob mentality with football. Either you're for us or against us. They turn on their own brothers. That's why they get worked over by ownership all the time, because the football mentality is what you're seeing here. And I get it. I'm glad that Le'Veon did what he was going to do from an original. I argued with you before when that thing said he was coming back. Remember
right,
that?
Right.
I never believed it, Chris. Didn't I tell you? Because I said he should fire his agent then, because you should have never, if you were coming back early, you should have never gone out. Right?
Well, what's the difference in coming back by November 13th,
he wants to get credit for this year? That's credit for the year, but I'm talking about coming back early before if you're going to do that. And he didn't come back, which made sense. He'll be back in order to get credit for his year, and then he'll go sign with some other team. That's fine. And you know what? If I'm Le'Veon Bell, you rolled the dice. You decided to fight for what you believe in. You've seen other guys not get paid. They went out and paid a lot of guys money last year, running backs. They didn't want to pay him. They've done this before.
I think he made a mistake. He's lost $8 million.
It doesn't matter.
And
he's going to
he
get
is
paid.
Not going to get Ty Gurley money.
He's going to get paid. And we got a wings bet on that.
I get
he's going to get more than Ty Gurley.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yes,
there's
he will.
No
He'll
way.
Get more than
Number
Ty Gurley.
Number one, he has had problems Ty Gurley hasn't, with drug suspensions. And he's even had a couple injuries now.
You're talking about weed?
Injuries as well.
Everybody smokes weed
in the
NFL.
Case,
Everybody smokes weed.
He has lost games for it. If okay, we, I get
if
it.
We,
it's,
if we
it's
did a weed test at the station, then half the people wouldn't be on the radio.
It's a matter of somebody getting caught and somebody not.
I'm just
and
telling
he's
you.
He's gotten caught a couple times.
But that's. But I'm so just telling you. But that's not going to stop somebody from signing him.
I'm not. Look, I would love to have Le'Veon Bell on my team, but not at Ty Gurley money. At the Le'Veon Bell is going to be 27 by the time next season starts.
Alex, Rob G, can we get urine? We need urine because we're going to check everybody at the station and see how they're doing on their weed.
Le'Veon Bell is going to be 27 years old when he starts next season.
That was a lot.
You know the year, the age that running backs begin to decline? 29. And Le'Veon, his might be early because
he's had
such a hard, a big workload throughout his career.
But this time off has just rejuvenated
him.
No, it is.
There are so many running backs.
It's like the Aaron Rodgers thing. He's going to be able to play.
Running back?
No. I'm talking about because he sat on the bench 3.5 years. He's not as old playing wise as his age is what I'm saying. Because he sat.
Le'Veon?
No. I'm just saying Aaron Rodgers is the same way. When you take a year off, your body gets to heal.
No, I get
he's probably
that.
Feeling better than he's felt in a long time.
But that doesn't mean that we'll see how it plays out. I also think people can look at this. Because here's the thing. Again, I would love to have Le'Veon Bell. I hope Green Bay goes after
him. Yeah, that'd be great.
I hope, you know, some of these other teams that are running back away from being special go after him and get him. But I'm not paying Todd Gurley money for a guy that has had his workload the past several years, is 27 years old.
He's young. He's a young 27.
How? I mean, and I watched a guy in his second year that nobody expected a lot from come in and perform better than Le'Veon did with the same offensive line. Like, you can get running backs. I don't want to say they're a dime a dozen.
Because there are some who are special. So then that's why the Giants shouldn't have taken.
They shouldn't have taken Saquon Barkley. Because he's having a great year. He'll probably make the Pro Bowl.
But it doesn't translate into wins.
That's my point.
It doesn't translate.
So that's what I'm saying. So why in the world would I pay Le'Veon Bell all that money when it's not going to translate into wins?
Because you paid Todd Gurley. And who was the other running back who got the big deal?
The Rams paid Todd Gurley.
Le'Veon Bell
would
get a deal.
If he had played on the franchise tag for $14.5 million, he would have been the highest paid running back this year. By far.
But they should have also given him a deal considering what he's done and accomplished for up until this point, knowing that the shelf life of a running back, because Chris, the same thing happened.
You're saying it would have been nice.
Yes.
But they didn't. This is a business.
They didn't want to do
what's nice. So you think somebody else just going to give him all this money to be nice?
He's healthy. No,
is he?
It's not. Yes,
we
he's have, healthy.
Let's see when he comes back, and he's going to be rusty. When he came back last year, he was rusty. So when he comes back this year, I would think he's going to help them at some point. But he's going to be backing up James Conner.
There'll be a team.
And there's going to be times where he doesn't look good. He's probably not going to look good immediately.
There will be a team that needs a running back of his quality.
Right.
He'll get
and
paid.
They're going to offer him a good deal, but not Todd Gurley money. Why would a team offer him Todd Gurley money? He's older. He's got a lot more wear and tear. And I just watched his backup play better than him with the same offensive line.
His backup has nothing to do with him, though.
But it shows.
But you don't know.
DeMarco Murray.
1 year does not make you, Chris. As well as he's playing, it's not going to get him some long-term deal because, wow, he had a great first year.
I'm not talking about
I'm just saying
it makes you think, if I don't have the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line, is Le'Veon Bell going to be as productive as he was in Pittsburgh?
His record speaks for itself.
He averaged 4.0 yards a carry last year. That's not lighting the world on fire.
But that's why he would have been the highest on that franchise tag, is that he is worth that. That's what his value was. They didn't give him a franchise tag to make him the by far highest paid running back for no reason. So that's why I think he'll be just fine. Don't worry about him. He'll get paid. He'll come back. He'll get credited for the year, and then the Steelers will have a decision to make. That's all. And if not, he'll go somewhere else. I applaud somebody standing up for themselves and not being taken advantage of and that's what the NFL does. It's a bad labor deal that the union signed. But he did what he had to do.
He cost himself $8 million.
That's all right,
Rob,
he'll make it up.
Explain the financial situation.
He'll make it up.
For Le'Veon.
If Le'Veon Bell does not report until November 13th, which is the last day.
That's what it's looking like.
He will have lost over $8.5 million in salary this season. Now, before the year, he was offered an extension with the Steelers that included $33 million in guarantees.
Was that because I thought it wasn't $10 million in guarantees. It was 33?
It was $33 million,
okay.
Which is the equivalent of the franchise tag, basically what he would have been getting
anyways.
So, for his next deal, for it to even be worth his while, he has to get over $41 million in guarantees.
Todd Gurley got 45.
Do you think that Le'Veon's going to get that 41?
Le'Veon will get 50.
How? Why?
Le'Veon will get 50.
Why?
Because people will want him.
It's a running back. That's not changing my fortunes.
But it's a difference of a team that looks at where they are and what it is exactly that they need.
Green Bay needs him. They're not going to be able to give him that type of money.
There'll be a team that'll have money. Cut other people and make room for him.
Most of the teams that he could change their
fortunes.
John
Gruden has plenty of money. The New York Metropolitans have plenty of money.
You think Gruden's giving him that type of money?
The Jets have a lot of money.
The Jets would be a good place
for him. The Jets have a lot of money.
But
Take the pressure off the rookie quarterback who would be good for the Jets. He would be a perfect fit for the Jets. I'm telling you.
That's a team that might
make
some sense.
Check it out, Rob G. How much money they have available next year. They have money for God.
That's a team that makes sense because, they could definitely
use Le'Veon
Bell.
And then they would be in the AFC. Right, he could come back to bite the Steelers if he's in the AFC.
There's no way I give him that type of money.
They have $109 million.
Not at 27 years old, and I want to see what he does. Like I'm watching him when he does come back. I want to see some fire. I want to see some explosion. We have seen several running back. Heck, Chris Johnson, who just announced his retirement today, he had some tremendous years. But eventually, you sputter out around the age of 28, 29.
That's why you got to get paid before that.
I get it. But I'm just saying, if I'm a team, my job is not to be nice. I wish the Steelers had paid him. But I'm just saying, this is a business. And it's not about what's nice and what's fair and what you did in the past.
I get all that.
That's all I'm saying.
I respect people who have a self-worth and are willing to fight for it. Most people are sheep.
Most people are
sheep and lambs, and you know what they do? All they do is follow the crowd. They let people push them around. They let people take advantage
of them. $14.5 million isn't getting pushed
around. Yes, it is.
You're getting
taken advantage of.
It's not.
That's why ask Isaiah Thomas the next time you get a chance to talk to him if he did the right thing by coming out and playing with an injury just because he wanted to help the Celtics. Did the Celtics help him?
He wanted to play.
No, they didn't. I'm with you.
He wanted to play.
He didn't.
He wanted to play. Every athlete wants to play.
Did it cost him money?
It crushed him.
It crushed him.
But that's a whole different situation than this.
And that's what the Steelers would be saying if Le'Veon played this year and got hurt. Oops, sorry.
No, you had the franchise tag. They would.
They wouldn't give him jack.
They wouldn't care. That's the business you're dealing with.
I understand.
You're dealing with dogs.
You got to fight for something.
And every other team's going to feel the same way. I'm with you on the CBA, but right now they can't do anything about the CBA. That franchise tag is horrendous.
I am all about Le'Veon Bell, man. Fight for what you believe
but
in.
But what if he doesn't get it?
We'll see.
What if he's lost $8.5 million that he's not getting back?
He'll make it up.
There's so many running backs I can get for so much cheaper.
He just has to do 200 card shows. He'll make up the $8 million.
All right. You laughing, but I'm hoping the dude gets his money. You know, I'm with you. I want Le'Veon to get paid. I think the players are in a terrible situation with the CBA.
I want you to mark this show down. Mark this show down. So when Le'Veon signs his record-breaking contract with the New York Metropolitans, me and you will revisit this, and I'll tell you all along he was going to get paid.
Now the Jets make sense. We betting some wings on.
Yes, and
the
we'll
Jets,
be all eating
the Jets
wings
might be
dime.
The team.
Hell yeah!
But I'm telling you, looking at the way football is, looking at how running backs come out, you know, nobody expected this from James Conner. You can get running backs in a lot of places, especially if you have a good offensive line. And Conner has proven that. And there, I think, are going to be teams that especially with Le'Veon's workload, and he's valuable. Don't get me wrong. He's tremendous. But they're going to say that offensive line had a lot to do with it. And I think Connor's production is hurting Le'Veon in free agency. But we'll see. Hopefully I'm wrong, because I'd like to see him get paid.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's sources say.
I hate to say this. This is so passe, this game, but let's play anyway.
I mean, this is the one game that Rob Parker dominates on this show.
Dominates? I won like 17 straight weeks.
No, you didn't. Stop
and
it.
And then you've won like the last three or four.
Are you a Christian man?
Yes.
You're going to say that on
what,
the radio?
What, Rob G? What was it?
It was not 17 weeks.
15, 14, stop. Something like that. It was like a blitzkrieg.
So now
so
it's
you're
like,
still behind.
So now
you're on a little roll. You in a run. We watching NBA games. Everybody makes a run. You making your run, but you're still way behind.
I ain't way behind. All right.
Now, for all our listeners, sources say Fox Sports Radio, The Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, they have 196 combined years of journalism experience.
Uh-oh. 176 of Rob Parker.
We like to put it to the test to see if they can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source here on Fox Sports Radio. Story number one, gentlemen. My sources say that Buffalo Bills fans threw three sex toys on the field during last week's primetime game against the Patriots. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to go with true.
Three. Wow. Unfortunately, some people picked them up probably and took them home.
He got a
three,
drum roll.
All right, I'm going to say rim shot. Stop saying that.
Chris, it's not a drum roll.
All right, I'm going to say false.
True.
That is 1-0. Absolutely true. And the security guards took him home.
How do you know it was three? It could have been more.
Story number two. My sources say that the head football coach of East Stroudsburg University in Pennsylvania called a fourth timeout that they didn't have in the middle of a game just so he could tell the players that he was retiring. Rob, my source is good.
A fourth timeout so that he could tell them he's retiring.
Wow.
It sounds so ridiculous, I'll say true.
I'm with Rob. That just sounds, how your brain could make something like that up. Maybe it was a fifth timeout or something like that, but I'm going to say true.
That is absolutely true.
Hey, I know where that school is. I worked in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. In order, when you drive from Jersey that way, you know
I've
that. You passed
there
on 80 West, right?
Yep.
Over the Delaware Water Gap.
Yep, that's right.
Sources say the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, Chris ahead 2-1. My sources say that Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown celebrated Halloween last week by going trick-or-treating dressed as himself in full Steelers uniform. Chris, my source is good.
AB. It sounds like something he would do, but I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I think that's false too. In full uniform, I just, how tacky is that? False.
You sit on a throne of
lies. I was hoping it was Juju.
It was
right?
Juju.
I saw that. Yeah, I was hoping you'd go.
I'm not biting on that one.
See, Chris got so tired of losing, he started doing his own research.
Yeah, see? That's what he's doing now to try to get back.
How'd that go for him? I just saw the headline.
I know he got some candy, a little bag when they showed
it on
social.
I think he got some Juju beans, right?
He might have.
What's he doing trick-or-treating anyway? My goodness. 20-something years old?
Story number four. My sources say that former NFL quarterback Chris Sims revealed in an interview this week that he got hit in the groin so hard by Vince Wilfork during a game that his genitals turned shades of purple and yellow the next day.
Ooh.
Rob, my source is good.
That's a painful subject.
That hurts right
just
now.
Just thinking about it.
Feel sick.
Ooh. Some of those guys don't wear cups. How do you play football without a cup? I don't even understand that.
Can't do it.
I don't know. I say that's true.
Yeah, I do think that's true.
True.
We got a tight one, 4-3. Sources say the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio putting the Big J journalist to the test. Story number 5. My sources say that a man from Kentucky has been arrested after he drunkenly stole a horse from the paddocks at Churchill Downs and attempted to ride it onto the track at the Breeders' Cup. Chris, my source is good.
I am going to say that is false.
I think that's false too.
Bro.
Dang. What?
I was tempted to go with you, don't matter, because you went with false too. So,
what I don't understand is how you guys aren't even shocked by these stories anymore. You're like, yeah, I can picture a guy getting drunk and stealing a horse.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Story number 6. It's coming down to the last two here. Sources say the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. My sources say that Darius Adams, one of the stars of the Chinese Basketball Association, went viral this week after he hit a game-winning 3 and celebrated by chugging a fan's beer in the front row. Rob, my source is good.
True.
I do think that's true.
You sit on a throne.
Wow.
It was another player?
It was a lineman from the CFL who did it.
Okay, I knew there was some player, too.
Yeah, he played.
I remember that.
It was a fat guy touchdown, and he drank a beer.
Wow.
It was great. The NFL could learn it a thing or two.
I knew there was some player who
They'll
drank a beer.
They'll probably be doing that in the XFL. Is the XFL? That's what's coming back, right?
It's 2 years, right?
2 years?
Yeah. That other league starting
They'll
first.
Be doing stuff with that.
All right, last one. This one's for all the marbles.
I'm up by one, right?
Sources say the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, Chris Broussard up by one over Rob Parker. My sources say Floyd Mayweather, talked about him earlier, celebrated the announcement of his MMA debut by parting with a group of friends at a local club where he dropped a reported $195,000 tip. Rob Parker, are my sources good?
I'm sorry. As much money as he has, $195,000 tip, no way, no how.
Yeah, I think Floyd, $195,000. I could see him spend, I bet he dropped $195,000, but not a tip. I'm going to say false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Chris Broussard for the win. That story was true for the Red Sox, who dropped $195,000 tip.
Wow.
Not Floyd.
I'm taking back the crown. It feels good.
A one win.
Rob held
oh my
it for
God.
Me nicely.
Stop
but
it.
I had to come back and take it back.
If you want to crown like, him, then crown her
That's
ass.
Right. Crown him.
I like to thank the Academy.
All right, LeBron. That's what you get. That's what you're winning. The Academy Award.
Oh, no. That was a good one. That was a good one, Rob G.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.